And now, non-billable consult with legal expert Andrew Sherman.
Seems as though our workplaces, workspaces, and the homes of our startups are shifting rapidly. Gone are the days of the garage birth startups, companies run from our kitchen tables, or reporting to big corner offices in large ivory towers. It's much more likely that today's worker will report to a satellite office, an office designed around hoteling or co-working, or work virtually or be linked in some way through technology. Some more advanced facilities are even offering co-living and co-working in parallel, like the Eagles Hotel California. You will never leave. And today's startups are more likely to be birthed by co-working facilities, whether it's WeWork or their many general or specialized competitors or accelerators or incubators or nests or hives or the 100 other names that I've heard these facilities be called to host and foster early stage companies and sharing space. If you're considering setting up shop or just working, either for your employer or as a gig, in these facilities, there are a few key legal questions that you need to consider. First, what's the base rent? How is it calculated? By use, by day, by week, by month? What's included and what services do you pay for separately? What value-added programs or services are offered by the facility? Do they expect equity ownership in your company? Is it straight common stock? Is it options? Is it warrants? Is it some type of rights of first refusal? Is there any IP protection or covenant not to compete or any type of category exclusivity when it comes to collaboration with other tenants within the facility? Before you dive headfirst into the new age of work and workplace, be sure to know all of the legal questions and issues that these facilities present. Some are still very new and unfolding quickly as these venues are opening up shop.
That was your non-billable consult with legal expert Andrew Sherman.